thought I heard you say that you don't want to change trustees.
It is our preference not to change trustees frequently, but it is a big process to changing trustees.
Because you have so many in these series.
We have a large number of series. The bondholders do have input into the replacement. Typically, it is not uncommon in other areas for other issuers that don't have limits on the length of procurements to establish a trustee at the start of the bond issue and utilize that trustee throughout the entire term of the bond issue, so 25 years.
And we are required to do this by...
There is a 10-year limit on all procurements, so that's why this was initially a 5-year term plus 5 annual renewals, mm-hmm. so that the total term would be up to 10 years.
So in the fiscal year 2012 budget that we're going on under, we proposed the issuing bond of $200 million. So that $200 million issuance would cover this fee here, so there would be no additional trustee fees when that bond goes out for $200 million?
The $37,000 that we're proposing for the trustee services are paid out of our operating budget, but it would include sufficient authorization pay for the trustee services for that new issue.
So it'll be an additional cost besides this renewal?
The renewal itself is at an amount that would accommodate the cost for all the series we currently have, plus the new series proposed.
$200 million?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And the millions every year thereafter, this is a 5-year term, or do we come back and...
Well, the renewals are under the RFP, we're limited to annual renewals.
Okay. So the amount?
We would be coming back each year from that point forward.
Okay, I see. It's a 5-year initial term with a 1-year renewal option, which may end
for 5 years.
And so the amount may change every year depending on...
It's likely to increase as we issue more debt. Finance recommends renewal of the contract with Bank of New York Mellon for a 1-year period from May 1, 2012 through April 30, 2013, and an overall increase in the limit of compensation from $110,000 to $155,000, which is a $45,000 increase, including the $8,000 for the initial term and $37,000 for the renewal.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Under finance, I'd like to hear a motion for approval to move to the full board for items 1, 2, and 3. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to the full board.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Item number 6, Business Systems, Award of Contract to Craftsman Custom Metals.
Good morning. Business Systems is one item this morning. We are recommending contracting with Craftsman Custom Metals for the manufacturer of automatic coin machine cabinets. If you scroll to the bottom of this document, you'll see a picture of what one of these cabinets looks like. We are recommending that we contract with a sheet metal working firm to custom design the replacements for these units that are severely rusted across our system. These cabinets protect the mechanical parts of the ACM, of the automatic coin machine, and make it possible for them to survive our difficult weather conditions year after year. So we are in the situation now where the majority of them are starting to rust completely through, and we would like to replace them in the next year. This is a recommendation for approval for a 1-year contract.
And we
the
have
amount
one
is $89,934.
And we have one bidder on that?
We had one successful bidder.
Yeah.
We have 4 bidders altogether. 3 of them were missing their board of elections.
Oh, I see it down here. Okay, very good. Any questions? We have a motion for approval for Business Systems item number 1 to move to the full board.
So Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed? Motion's approved. Full board. Item number seven, procurement.
Morning, directors. Procurement has 10 items for your consideration, and with your approval, I'd like to take the first five items as are either orders against CMS master contracts or procurements in which CMS led the procurement for us.
That's fine.
Okay. First item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase Microsoft Software Assurance for the Tollways Microsoft Server products. This purchase will provide maintenance and support of these products and free upgrades to any new releases during the agreement period. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, CDWG, in an amount not to exceed $97,295.29. The second item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase 11 snowplow trucks, eight of which are single axles and three are tandem axles. All of these plow trucks are replacement for older snowplow trucks that meet the replacement criteria for engine hours or age. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Prairie International Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $1,601,094. Third item is a renewal of a CMS for tollway contract to purchase reclosable dual locking strip fasteners. This contract provides a source for reclosable fasteners that are used for the mounting of transponders on vehicle windshields. The tollway will utilize this contract on an as-needed basis until February 1st, 2013. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Kent Manufacturing, in an amount not to exceed $110,000. The fourth item is a renewal of a CMS for tollway contract to purchase Ford replacement parts. This contract provides a source for Ford replacement parts that are used to maintain the tollway's fleet of Ford passenger vehicles and light-duty trucks. The tollway will utilize this contract on an as-needed basis until February 14th of 2013. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Gilly Hyde Ford, in an amount not to exceed $170,000. Fifth item is a renewal of a CMS for tollway contract to purchase lumber and plywood for our carpenter shop. This contract provides a source of lumber and plywood that will be used to fabricate used to fabricate automatic toll gates system-wide, barrier gates at each plaza, conference table, and medium density overlay used for all laminate work, just to name a few. Tollway will utilize this contract on an as-needed basis until December 31st, 2012. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Great Northern Lumber Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $25,000.
Okay. Thanks, John. Any questions on items 1 through 5? Okay, there being none, do I hear a motion to approve items 1 through 5 to move to the full board?
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes, moves to the full board. Item number 6.
The sixth item is a renewal of a tollway request for proposals for maintenance and support of our traffic and security monitoring and management system. This contract provides a source for planned maintenance, on-call troubleshooting, and technical support for the system by licensed electricians. This contract renewal is recommended to Mead Electric Company Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $900,000. The seventh item is an increase of a tollway request for proposals for land acquisition services. This contract provides a source for land acquisition services, including but not limited to appraisals, appraisal reviews, and negotiations for acquisitions of properties within the 12 counties that we operate in. This increase will allow the tollway to continue to utilize these services while we solicit a new RFP to accommodate the Move Illinois program. Award is recommended to Civil Tech Engineering Incorporated, Santa Cruz Associates, and Hanson Professional Services Incorporated in a total amount not to exceed $150,000. The eighth item is an increase of a tollway invitation for bids for exit work that was unforeseen on our boilers, chillers, switches, louvers, and louvers that were purchased during 2011. This increase will allow the tollway to maximize its energy efficiency and savings for HVAC environment. Award is recommended to Oak Brook Mechanical Services Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $65,000. The ninth item is an increase of a tollway sole source contract for the purchase of 100 additional licenses to the web-based project management system. This license count increase will allow the tollway to manage all projects from the congestion relief program, non-congestion relief program, and Move Illinois capital programs using one web-based project management system. Award is recommended to Meridian Systems in an amount not to exceed $68,400. The tenth and final item is a tollway two-year sole source contract for the purchase of cartograph software, maintenance, and support. Tollway utilizes this software by entering the condition of assets, whether they are being maintained properly, and to identify what work may be required to keep them in adequate condition. Award is recommended to Cartograph Systems Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $41,557.
I liked seeing that on the RFP for, I think it's item number 7, that there was a joint venture there among three different firms. It was good to see. Yes. And some diversity there too, it looks like, with the BEP. It was good to see that. Any questions? Director Banks, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay. Any questions on items 6 through 10 under procurement?
On item 6 with Mead Electric, yes. The renewal amount of $900,000, again on the budget and project detail. We're looking at a $900,000. It says in this account $221,000 has already been spent. So it seems like, you know, and again it says the remainder will be 2013 budget, but it seems like it's only. How much of that goes into 2013, and it seems like we'd be over budget on this amount based the way this is reading to me. It seems like we'd be at $1.1 million already when it was budgeted for
$960,000. It does look like 45 days of the annual contract would be paid in 2013 budget.
It seems like that still would still be over budget on that amount. So how do we take care of when an item does, and being a new director, when we do go over budget like that, or do we look later on to amend these budgets to make it fall in line with the 2012 budget?
If it is over budget by that point, there is a budget transfer process that we can use. Management has available to transfer funds from other areas of the budget to accommodate those overages.
Is that looked at like on a monthly, quarterly, or how is that looked at in terms of when there's a budget transfer needed?
We usually start looking at we monitor it throughout the year, but we usually would not want to affect transfers until the second half of the year because we make sure we have a better handle on what the total obligations are for the year. I will have to look at this closer to see if there is a reason why this amount should have fallen within the annual budget allocation.
My sense is that we might be anticipating that the bulk of the payments would fall in the upcoming year, but is there a better way maybe for us to describe this? Because there have been a couple items or the questions been asked, and it looks like it might be. I mean, it's confusing to me as well. I mean, should we, if they fall within a couple of budget years, should we try to break it out here in the budget section so it's more clear to everybody that
I think
what we're expecting to come in the upcoming year?
It seems like it's pretty clear that we're showing when we're going to be using it, and if we just use basic accounting, it seems like 9 or 10 months out of that 2012 would be going into 2012 budget. So it seems like it's pretty clear that it's going to be over budget and the way it looks right there. And my other item is item number 9. the $68,400 for web-based project management also is causing an over budget of $67,000. That line item has already been expended. And even though it is a small amount, I see that the overage of that is going to be taken to a reserve fund that's budgeted for $67,121,000. And I'd like a little clarification on what that SW program reserve fund is for $67 million that is that $68,000 has been going to.
Yeah, this is a project budget because it's in the capital program. So the CRP program is a multiple. It's not budgeted on an annual basis. The amount originally budgeted for the project was the $2,632,250. With this change order, with this change contract change request, it would go over the original project budget. In order to accommodate that project budget increase, we do have a reserve. You can see in the capital condition relief program overall budget, there is a reserve. That reserve is now total $67 million approximately. Is that right?
Yeah.
There's no budget for that $67 million. It's just a reserve account.
What we've done is the program was expected to cost $5.8 billion. To the extent that bids come in under budget, mm-hmm. we take the amounts under budget, move it to a reserve, so that if there is a project that comes in with a bid over budget, we're able to access that reserve and utilize those funds to accommodate a cost of a specific project that may be over budget.
And where does this SW program reserve fund show up on the 2012 budget? Is it showing on the asset side, so it doesn't show up as a revenue and expenditure when the 2012 budget is presented to us? Seems like it's more of an asset account that's sitting out there for $68 million.
It's right. Not cash. It's a budgetary reserve in terms of over the entire duration of the program. We budgeted $5.8 billion. We don't have all of that revenue, obviously.
There's $67 million worth of reserve in that.
$67 million of budget reserve, but it's not cash.
So. For the non-accountants among us, what that would mean is that you wouldn't go to the market for bonds for an amount you might have initially thought you were going to because you budgetarily still have a reserve that's greater than the original costs. Am I saying that right? Say what I mean?
What it means. I'm going to go a different direction.
Okay.
Is that the financial plan has... as constructed,
right.
Can afford $5.8 billion between the beginning of the program and the end of 2016. All the bonds have been sold, but not all the revenue has yet been received because we have 2012, 13, 14. So that plan accommodates $5.8 billion. We have budgeted for projects $3 billion. Mm-hmm. And there's $67 million that has no specific project assigned to it in the budget. So it's a budgetary reserve because there's $67 million that does not have a project assigned, there's not $67 million of cash actually sitting in our bank accounts.
But over time eventually.
But over time
there
we
will
get it, yes.
And it would only be used for capital and not administrative?
Only for capital.
Okay, thank you.
So, but you're comfortable with the way these are described and wouldn't want to see
where
there's
question.
Multiple fiscal years, you wouldn't want it, you don't think it's necessary for us to break that out or articulate more specifically?
No, my question was, I saw that it was over budgeted and was being taken out of a reserve account, and that's the first time I've seen that reserve account, so that was my question, what their reserve account was for.
But on the first item number six, that you mentioned you don't, and I understand we have to look and see that to make sure that we're accommodating within the budget that we've got the right budget for the
amount. Yeah, well, our CFO will look at that, what's causing that overage, and see if there's going to be an amended transfer that needs to be done to be within the 2012 budget, I assume.
If it is helpful, I think on the operating items, we could put an estimated expenditure for the current year. We could put the total award amount and then estimate it for the current year.
It might be helpful, but you know, it's obviously the director's preference, but it might be helpful to do that.
Okay. Director Peterson, I'd like to clarify two items real quick.
Sure.
Items number 6 and number 8, after the vendor name, we have a BEP listed. Those vendors are not BEP vendors, but there are BEP goals attached to both of those procurements. I just wanted to clarify that.
Do you want to take any opposition to taking items 6 through 10 on a vote, or do you want to take them individually?
Take them all together.
Okay, take them all together. All right, motion to approve under procurement items 6 through items 6 through 10. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Item 8, engineering. Paul.
Good morning, Director. Engineering has 11 items to present this month. The first 5 are construction contract awards. The next 4 are professional service recommendations, and the last 2 are requests for a partial release of retainage. I can start, of course, with number 1. This is a construction contract award. It's for bridge rehabilitation work we have planned on the Tri-State Tollway. We're going to do some bridge repairs at Center Street, Dixie Highway, and also at Atkinson Road. Hurley Mid-Continent is the low bidder at $561,821.01. They have committed to exceeding our DBE goal on this particular contract. Do you want to continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Item number 2 is a construction contract award. It's for rehabilitation of the roadway and 8 bridges on the Reagan Memorial Tollway between Illinois Route 251 and Annie Glidden Road. This is in the far western it's in a farther western section of I-88. It's approximately 15 miles. We received a bid from a joint venture, William Charles Construction Company and Kern Contracting Company. They were the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $23,608,676.70. They've committed to meeting our DBE goal on this. I will note, we only received one bid on this. Historically, we do struggle to get more than, we struggle to get a lot of bids in the western sections because there just isn't a lot of capacity. In fact, there's really like 2 asphalt plants in this area. And William Charles has one, it's located in Rochelle, and Kern has the other one, it's located in DeKalb. We did, fortunately though, receive these bids within our engineer's estimates and our budget. They compare the unit prices for the biggest work item in this contract, which is the asphalt, compares very favorably to the bids that we got just recently for the Central Tri-State work, where we did have a lot more bidders. The average unit price for that asphalt was at $97 a ton, and on this one it's at $95. So we're definitely feel comfortable with the prices that we're getting at least, and it is within our budget. Item number 3.
I have a question for you. Do you feel that the goal, the 20% goal, the DBE goal, is fair? I mean, because it's almost like a sole source. It's almost like they have a monopoly on the work out there. We shouldn't talk about maybe increasing the goals a little bit to bring in some other DBEs with them?
I mean, they did list a pretty substantial DBE subcontractors list here. 20%, I would say, is it is on the higher side as far as the goals that we've set on our projects. They do, the goals are set by the diversity unit. They do evaluate these construction contracts on a contract-by-contract basis, and they do have to consider the availability of DB firms in this area and the different types of work that's being performed, and I probably can let Gustavo speak to that.
It's ascertained on a line-item by line-item basis based on availability of DBs in the area.
Okay.
So that's what's we believe is will be supported if it was ever be challenged.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
So item three is the sister contract to item two. This is also for rehab work and roadway on the roadway and 11 bridges on the Reagan Memorial Tollway between Annie Glidden and Illinois Route 56. This is about 0.2 miles of roadway. This section is a little further east. The joint venture of William Charles Construction and Kern was again the successful responsible low bidder at $30,739,235.98. They have committed to meeting our DB goal. Another thing we did between item number two and item three was we staggered the bid dates. The idea was, you know, we wouldn't let William Charles, if they were the anticipated, you know, prime bidder, go in at one time and, you know, surprise everyone. So they did. We did the first one, the furthest west section. We were hoping to get more than one bid there. We only got one bid, but that kind of alerted the other potential competitors, you know, what they had to match or to try to beat the bid, so that it did force them to really sharpen their pencils on this one. And once again, we got really good bid prices for this work. It's within our engineer's estimate and our budget.
To Director Peterson's point, with any of these competing bids, did you get greater DBE? Or maybe you don't remember that, but maybe at some point you could tell us. Because if there wasn't competition for the western end, I'd be curious whether there was more competition on the DBE on the eastern side, suggesting that there are DBEs that...
William Charles came in at 20.4.
Uh-huh.
Geneva came in at 21. Plody came in at 20 exactly, and K5 came in at 20.5. So there was not a big variation in the DB commitment.
Is this work they're going to do? Is this date-wise? Do they have the capacity to do both of these projects?
Yes. You know, they do get a certification letter from Illinois Department of Transportation. They evaluate their capacity to do the work. William Charles is a very large firm, so is Kern. William Charles has unlimited capacity, which means that they pretty much can do whatever work they can win the bids on. So we do look at that too when we do the bid evaluation. Item number four. This is a construction contract award for landscape improvements. It's along the Tri-State Tollway from Roosevelt Road to Wisconsin state line. And at two locations, specific locations on the Jane Addams at Illinois 72 and I-290. Allied Landscaping is a little bidder at $432,070.50, and they have also committed to meeting our DB goal on this contract. And once again, I was hoping we would get more bids on this, and that's why we did package this contract in a little smaller denomination. We did follow up. Every time we don't get a lot of bidders, we do follow up with the other plan holders. You'll see there's a large number of plan holders listed here, but we provide 8 to 9 copies of the contract documents to assist agencies like CASIA and also Black Contractors United. So they have that, so they're aware that we have this work out there. But the other two potential bidders, you know, said, you know, that they either didn't feel they had enough time. We did advertise it for 30 days, so it seemed like they had enough time, and one was hesitating because of the DBE goal. And contract number five is very similar to item number four. This is also a construction contract award for landscape improvements. It's along the south section of the Tri-State from Cicero to Cermak Road Toll Plaza. That's by the 35. And also they're going to do some landscaping along I-88 from Locust Road east to Highland Avenue. Copenhagen Construction is the low bidder at $347,325.20. They also have committed to meeting our goal. We did get more than one bid on this contract, and Copeland